first half we started out fast, and second, third quarter, not so much, but then in the fourth quarter, finished fast again. It's always, you lose your last game prior to an open week. You have that taste in your mouth of how can we get better? How can we improve? What can we do as coaches? And then you have the open week and you try to address some of those things. And then the only way you get better at it is you play, the next opponent. And Coach Harris has done an excellent job with Campbell, like we talked about last week, about the teams in this league and sometimes the misconception that people have when you look at their records, look at who they play and the teams that have won on their schedule. So very, very competitive team, very athletic team. But I just thought that we did an excellent job of running the football. I think like 350 something yards of on the ground. And that was Bronson Yoder did a great job. Malachi Emo did a great job. We had two starting offensive linemen that were out. They didn't play in this game. So we had two guys, first starters, in college game, and they did a good job, had opportunities there for them, and when you have guys that can run the ball like that, then, and then Darius being a guy himself that can run it, but also I thought he did a good job controlling, the passes and making decisions and things that can help us along the way. So overall, very, very pleased with the opportunity to get a win. Like I said, everybody talks about when you speak on this media forum here, that it's hard to win against really good teams with really good coaches. And so fortunate enough to get a win, and now, get ready for now another really good Stony Brook football team.
First question this afternoon from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach London, Jalen Jones is leading the FCS in pass breakups. So you're a DB from way back. I wonder if you could discuss how that happens. Thank you.
Thanks, John. That's about 25 pounds ago, but I appreciate the compliment. Now, he's done a really good job of just being, he's very quiet. And the ability to, I think Coach Dowling was a DB also, for me when I was at UVA and also in the league, in the NFL. And you have a position coach that played it, teaches the techniques and things like that. I think Jalen's done a really good job of taking the coaching, the technique parts of it, and added it to his game. And so he continues to keep doing a really good job. He was one of our defensive players of the game because of one of the interceptions in the end zone was tipped by him that one of our guys caught. He broke up a pass down there going towards the end. And like you said, the PBUs and addressing those issues with going up and trying to knock the ball down, he's gotten really good at that. But it's a tribute, like I said, to him and to Coach Dowling, in terms of teaching, taking the teaching to heart, and then executing on the field.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, Sean.
Mike, we've talked a lot about over the years about how powerful and strong your running game is. You're in a 21-all game there in the second half. You're able to put together drives of 98 and 69 yards. A lot of that coming on the ground. How nice is it to have that to lean on, and how much the time of possession was big in your favor to be able to lean on that running game to close a game out like that?
Yeah, it's huge. The 99 yard drive was it came off with some kind of a confusing situation with 12 men on the field, illegal touch. I mean, we finally got the call, that put the ball on the 1 yard line basically. But the ability to drive the length of the field again when you have dedicated offensive line, you got two guys that can run the ball really well. As I said, my hat goes off to, two of our young men that played first time starting, after not having two guys that couldn't go. It's big, it's big. And you're playing against a really athletic, defensive front. I mean, you look at their guys, I mean, they had some pretty looking players. And so it is one of the things we like to do. I mean, obviously we want to run the ball because we have guys that can do it, but when you have a surrounding cast that can, high tide raises all boats. And when you have a surrounding cast, new first time starters or whatever, it helps. And so that was a very positive and focal point, about this team.
Defensively, some guys, John talked about Jalen Jones, obviously a big game, but Jaden Ratliff, his first career interception, and Jaden Boring also able to get a couple tackles for loss. Talk about some of the guys on defense that you thought played well.
Yeah, you mentioned about Jaden Boring. This was his first start, first collegiate start. And so He did a really good job. He's one of our defensive players of the game. He's got a long future ahead of him. He's a long, athletic player. And so, just trying to find ways to add up more to the other team. Everybody talks about the soft tissue injuries, guys that can play, that can't. And you got to find ways or find people that can get into the roles of trying to make sure that you execute what you're trying to do on defense and offense and even special teams. So I thought the guys up front did a pretty good job. They did a good job of throwing the ball downfield, and the 50-50 ball, they made the most of it in some aspects of it. Like I said, their quarterback is really, really good, really talented, and their receiver, we talked about he's in the top echelon of reception yards and yards after catch. So to be able to play a good defense, a good quarterback who's ranked, a receiver that touched the ball a lot and was very active and productive, to be able to play and come out with a victory over this team was good for us. And now the next step is to now get ready to play another really good team, their homecoming. So on the road, just all those things that you talk about if you're gonna try to be relevant towards the end of the season, this is an important game.
Let's talk about that. Stony Brook was a team that was picked to finish near the bottom of the league or at the bottom of the league. Now they're 5-2, only one loss in the conference. What have you seen from them and the turnaround that they've had?
Yeah, Coach Kosh has done an outstanding job. I've known him in the coaching profession for a while, and he's done a really good job over the years of where he's been. Obviously, when you have a quarterback, the guy that touches the ball 100% of the time, when he can facilitate and get the ball to your playmakers, make those throws at the high efficiency rates in terms of completions, and get it to players, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, that can do yards after catch. So that's a complete offense right there. So we'll have to be smart about what we do, how we rush, the coverages, all those things. And then defensively, they got a really good defensive line. They put pressure, on the quarterback. They do a good job of setting the edge in the running game. So good team, very athletic. As I said, the home game for them, homecoming for them. We're on the road there, but that's part of this whole thing about the CAA. The coaches and the players that represent this league, I think they do. I know they do an outstanding job of getting the players ready to play, and we represent FCS football well.
What have you seen? Roland Dempster's a guy that's been around the league for a while, but really has had a breakout year. I think he's still leading the conference in rushing. He's been over 100 4 years or 4 times this season. What have you seen from him, and what makes him so tough?
Downhill runner that breaks tackles. You can't arm tackle him. Now you can throw those arms out there. He's going to break through. And they get the ball to him at different ways. Downhill on the perimeter, they throw the ball out to him to flat. They scat routes or whatever it might be. So when you have a talented player like that, you get the ball in his hand, then he can make the first guy miss. You might have a guy responsible for him, but he makes the first guy miss. Now you got to have people running to the ball to get to him. So he's highly talented, and we got our work cut out for us.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Safe travels to Long Island, and we'll